Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, October 20th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we consider it a joy to share a perspective from God's Word today. We titled today's message, Our Heavenly Citizenship. Listen as Brooksine reads a more lengthy than usual portion of Scripture from Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 through 21.
Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. For as I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
Here in the United States, we're involved in a very heated presidential race. In a broader sense, we are also in a very heated culture war. And this is really true wherever this is listened to today. As God's people, we need the Word of God and God's perspective on life. As I study today's text, I note that Paul left an example and pattern. Through the inspired Word of God, this example and pattern, initially provided to the Philippian believers, is also for us today. We do well to heed it carefully.
An ongoing faith struggle for the believer is to remember where our home really is. I believe this is particularly true in places where life has been very good. We listen to the political leaders and wonder who can best keep us safe, keep life good, and even make it better. Of course, both candidates project a rosy outlook, promising us even more for less. Yet our nation's critical moral and spiritual condition is barely mentioned.
Well, note the contrast in today's scripture portion. First of all, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. And Paul summarizes their outlook. Their mind is on earthly things. Earthly things conveys a perspective that sees life only with the natural eye. Paul observes that many live this way, and evidence of this is seen everywhere we look. I consider how relatively few of the people I encounter are likely giving any thought at all to God and their eternal destiny. Their minds are consumed with earthly things.
But our citizenship is in heaven. Now that's the perspective that we want to have today. Sure, we'll be voting this November. Stephen and I, I got an absentee ballot because I'm not going to be able to go to the polls, but I got it in the mail this past week. And we're going to be voting, praying for our country, particularly for a great spiritual awakening that I believe is the only hope for genuine reform. I have American citizenship, and this is the country where God has providentially ordained that I would live out the earthly part of my existence.
No matter what country grants us citizenship, as believers, we have dual citizenship and want to be cognizant daily of where we hold our primary citizenship. That is where our real home is. It's not here. We want to have the perspective of Paul regarding the return of the Lord. He writes in this passage, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, where's your primary citizenship and thus spiritual focus today?
Let's all pray together. Father, it is because of your great compassion and the sacrificial death of Jesus that we receive our heavenly citizenship. We're so thankful for our heavenly citizenship, where we will one day experience all the special privileges that await us there. Help us not to be so tied to this temporal life that we crave the pleasures and merits of this world above the future eternal inheritance promised to your faithful followers. Amen.
Amen. What a perspective the Apostle Paul shares today that we so need. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Monday, October 20th, 2008. It's interesting, I want to point out here on the podcast that yesterday will be an anniversary for this ministry. It will also be Brookseen's birthday. We began this ministry October 21st. Yes, tomorrow. I think I said that.
You said yesterday, I think.
I said yesterday. October 21st is not only Brookseen's birthday, but our ministry birthday. We began with a message to two people. Actually, I did. On October 21st, 1996. Well, today, we encourage you to visit our site. We do have some music that we feel will be a blessing, as well as some additional perspectives, and, of course, several photos that depict our life. Did I say something wrong again, Brookseen? She's laughing at me. Well, we realize sometimes we're both kind of not feeling well today for some reason. I've got a cold. You may hear me restraining my cough. So I'm going to sign off right now, but doing so once again, encourage you to stay faithful to Christ.